where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
It's time for your new business journey. We'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make that decision? Welcome to the show, Jace Graham. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
You know, excited to be on the show. Yeah, there's been a few, but one definitely stands out more than any of them was COVID, right? It affected us all. I'll never forget, I was down at our ranch in Central Texas in an Airstream raising capital for our mineral fund. And while everybody was heading for the hills, oil was dropping from, say, $70 a barrel down to under $20 a barrel. I was trying to raise as much money as we possibly could and ended up being successful at doing that at that time frame. So I think when a lot of people were trying to figure out what was going on, we were doubling down and trying to raise as much capital, found some wonderful opportunities at that lower price point, and definitely changed the trajectory of our businesses from that point forward, for sure.
That's great. That's one of the first stories that I've heard where COVID has actually helped somebody. Amy Scruggs, welcome to the program. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
It was when I decided to really put myself out there as keynote speaking. So when I started fine-tuning and really honing in what my presentation was and going in front of various audiences, it opened up so many opportunities because then I was being approached, can you work with me? It put myself out there and showed what those basic and common mistakes are that individuals make, and being in front of the camera or in their own speaking, you get a lot of laughter, and it opened up such great conversations, and it opened up opportunity that was filling my business with incredible entrepreneurs that wanted to work with me.
That is so true. I'm putting yourself out there has so many great benefits. And if you're a business person or if you have something to say, I always want to encourage people to get out there and say it. Jackie and Maggie, welcome to the show. What was the decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
I will actually answer on behalf of Every Cat Health Foundation. We are almost a 60-year-old nonprofit organization, and I joined 5 years ago as CEO. At that time, 2 weeks into my tenure, the board had been working diligently for a few years, but we changed our name. We completely rebranded. It was a big leap, a long exercise, but it has really served us well. We used to be named after our founder, Robert Wynn, and we were known as the Wynn Feline Foundation, and we were very well known among the people who knew us, right? But we did a major rebranding, and it was quite a shift for all, and really quite an adjustment for me, having been only with the organization for 2 weeks, but it was a great move.
Well, it's really true that when you go through a rebranding, it's a huge exercise. You think about all the legal documents and contracts and everything else, and then all of your advertising. It's a big risk to change your name and not lose traction with your current clientele. So thank you very much for sharing that.
Mine's kind of like Amy's, only not as intense, but I started speaking. I started teaching a class, and then people asked me to speak. And then I have a very dear friend who told her I'd help her start a podcast if she would help me promote the media studio, Gear Media Studios. And she's just been getting me these speaking engagements. And then those are snowballing into other ones. And it's just crazy. And I think it's the topic I'm doing. I'm doing AI and marketing. But anyway, it's just, I'm finding that some of the people don't know anything about AI. So that it's just kind of interesting how it has just snowballed. Once you get up there and start speaking and people like what you're saying and like your topic, the sky's the limit, right, Amy?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And it really has taken off for you. So absolutely amazing, for sure. I guess for me, one policy change that we've had at the law firm is trying to get the timing right on hiring people. And I think in the past, I was always reluctant to hire new team members because I was concerned about the cost, but I didn't really look at it in terms of an investment where actually hiring somebody can help move the business forward. And so I've changed my perspective on this now. I'm trying to hire sooner and not wait so long because I feel like I'm leaving things on the table and it reduces bottlenecks and the whole organization just seems to be happier. So that's it for me. So thank you very much.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.